For the first time, US troops will be deployed on the ground in Syria. Today, the White House announced that a small number of special operations forces will be sent to the north of the country to help local troops fighting Islamic State militants. Well, the decision came as the US Secretary of State joined with his counterparts from Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and other nations in Vienna to work on a diplomatic solution to end the fighting in Syria. The BBC's Nick Bryant reports.
American Special Forces in action in Iraq. Dramatic helmet cam footage showing how they rescued hostages during this recent raid on an Islamic State prison. But today, a major shift in U.S. policy. The announcement that for the first time since the Civil War began there 4.5 years ago, American boots will now be on the ground in Syria.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
The plan is to advise and assist moderate rebels in northern Syria rather than for U.S. forces to engage in frontline combat against Islamic State. And the deployment is deliberately small, fewer than 50 Special Forces troops. Speaking at talks on the Syrian conflict in Vienna, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the intensified military campaign against the group he calls Daesh comes also at a time of heightened diplomatic activity.
So we're employing a two-pronged approach. Speaking for the United States, we are intensifying our counter-Daesh campaign and we are intensifying our diplomatic efforts in order to end the conflict.